We're doing Ahavat Chesed, and we were discussing the importance of doing Chesed and what a person forgoes really if he forgoes the opportunity to do Chesed. That technically the Torah warns that if he doesn't give the money where he should, then God takes it away. וכל כך יורד כוח המהרה לממון של האיש שאינו רוצה לעשות צדקה וחסד כערכו. And the curse is so bad over someone who does not want to do tzedakah, does not want to do kindness with his money the way he is responsible to do. Meaning, it's not enough that a guy says, I donated $1 million to build a yeshiva. Okay, but if you have $500 million, you should have donated much more than $1 million. Meaning, a person is gauged based upon his value. The curse is so bad that even if it mixes with other people's money, that money goes too. That's what the Talmud teaches us in Ksubas, that Nakdimon Ben Gurion's daughter lost all his wealth because she mixed it with money that wasn't given, that they didn't give proper charity over. And now we have to go back to a footnote, which we skipped before. The Pasuk says that when the wealthy and the poor meet, God causes all of that. And Chazal said that when a person's wealthy, if he meets up with the poor and he doesn't give him, so then Hashem says, okay, we'll switch. So the Chafetz Chaim brings in the footnote, he says, this is also what it says in the Medrash Rabbah in Shmos, Ashrei Adam Shumed Benisuno, praised is a person that stands up to his test. Shein Biriyah Shein HaKadosh Baruch Hu Menaseh Oto. There's no one in this world that doesn't get tested. Ha'ashir Menaseh Im Yadok Ptucha La'aniim. God tests the wealthy to see if they'll have an open hand to help the poor. And the poor, well, it's difficult. It's its own test to be poor without getting angry. As the verse says in Isaiah, bring in those poor that have been put down by poverty. Bring them into your house. So everyone has a test. It's not easy for anyone. What happens if they stand up to the test or lack thereof? That's where we'll pick up next time, Bezrat Hashem.